Lawmakers will be among those working hard this week so they can get away for the holidays. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith with a look at measures now in Congress that are seen as must pass.
This is the part of the tango of Congress where the Republican House offers a plan.
The House is going to do its job, and it's time for the Senate then to do its job.
And the Democratic Senate balks. This was, of course, preceded by the part of the dance where the Democratic Senate offers and fails to pass its own version because it can't overcome a Republican filibuster.
Every hour they delay and every day they filibuster is one more the Senate, by necessity, will have to stay in Washington to get its work done.
Those voices were House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. On the line are extended unemployment benefits for millions who have been out of work for more than 6 months, and a payroll tax holiday that, if it isn't extended, would mean $1,000 less in take-home pay next year for the average family. Before the end of the year, Congress also has to act on the so-called doc fix. Otherwise, Medicare reimbursements for doctors would drop drastically. And there are numerous other fixes that add up to billions of dollars. It's a lot. But Speaker Boehner says today the House will vote on a bill that takes care of all of these things and more.
I do believe it's going to pass with bipartisan support. And when it comes to jobs, the American people can't wait. So we're going to take action.
But even if he's right about bipartisan support in the House, the path to passage in the Senate is virtually non-existent. That's because the House bill contains a number of provisions a majority of Democrats don't support. The bill would significantly cut back benefits for the long-term unemployed. And most notably, it would force the Obama administration to act within 60 days on the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Again, Speaker Boehner.
The American people want jobs. This is as close to a shovel-ready project as you're ever going to see.
The pipeline would bring oil from Canada to refineries in the South. Republicans call it a job creator. Democrats are worried about possible environmental impacts. The Obama administration says it needs until 2013 to make a decision. This is a fight that's been raging for some time and is now attached to the end-of-year must-pass legislative discussions. Here's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate.
It's time to stop the posturing. Here's a bill that contains top priorities from both sides. Let's take it up and pass it without any more theatrics.
If the past is any guide, the theatrics this week are only getting started. Democrats are still insisting that the payroll tax holiday be paid for with a surtax on income over $1 million a year. Dick Durbin is the number two Democrat in the Senate.
Should we ask the wealthiest in America to pay a little more in taxes so that we can provide a payroll tax cut for almost 160 million Americans? That's it. What we hear from the other side of the aisle over and over again is no.
In fact, they've heard it in the form of failed bills twice in the past 2 weeks. And so the thing Democrats really want is the thing Republicans hate. And the thing Republicans want is the thing Democrats are against. And yet somehow, between now and Christmas, most political watchers believe the partisan differences will quietly be worked out. And everyone will make it home for the holidays, with plenty of presents for their constituents in the form of a payroll tax holiday, extended unemployment benefits, and a whole sleigh full of other end-of-year fixes. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.